Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mid-April mood swings. Good morning, my friends. This is meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the KRLD Weather Center. Welcome to Almost Friday. Some of you will need an umbrella later this afternoon into the early evening hours. Others won't need one at all. Plus, there's a severe weather risk between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. as well, but only about a 40% coverage is expected. Cold front, now entering the Texas Panhandle, is rapidly heading our direction. We'll be arriving here later this afternoon into the early evening hours. If I were to draw a line right now, areas southeast of a Sherman to Mid-Cities to Granbury lines has the risk for some severe storms. Hail up to golf ball size and damaging wind will be the threats, but again, a lot of you won't see a drop. Highs today will warm rapidly into the mid to upper 80s ahead of this cold front, but we'll wake up tomorrow morning with readings in the low to mid 50s with a north wind at 10 to 15. It'll be a chilly start to Friday. Clouds will be hard-pressed getting out of here tomorrow afternoon. Therefore, I've lowered my afternoon highs to near 60 degrees. We'll see what happens. Our next weather system will start to affect our areas early as late Friday evening as numerous showers and isolated storms develop and spread across the area through the early morning and all day, off and on Saturday. Some showers with thunder will affect the areas, pretty much all of us. The rain will continue off and on through the evening hours on Saturday before pressing south of us into early Sunday morning. Average rainfall totals between 1 to 2 inches with heavier totals possible south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Temperatures are going to hover in the mid to upper 50s all day long Saturday. Wow. Rain presses to our south Sunday morning with a slow decrease in clouds by afternoon. Most areas will have highs near 60 degrees, slightly warmer north of DFW where the sun will shine a little bit longer. Monday and Tuesday look downright gorgeous. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the low 70s Monday, near 80 on Tuesday. And then our next weather change arrives on Wednesday with rain chances possibly returning to the area along our next cold front. Please keep in mind a lot of you aren't going to see a drop of rain today, but those of you that do may experience some hail and some pockets of strong wind. I'll be watching.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.